Welcome to another Beckett Hanlon Can You See It podcast. And this morning we have got a very successful businessman and entrepreneur, Brian Reid, from a company called Delhi Lights. I can feel it, there's something in the water. Anything is possible. So, Brian, if I could just ask you maybe to tell me a little bit about yourself and about your company and how things started with your company and where you really are at this stage.
Morning, Drew, and thanks for having me on your podcast. My name is Brian Reid. I'm the chief executive of a company called Delhi Lights. We're a food-to-go company. We make products, ready-to-eat products, and we deliver all around Ireland, and we also now deliver to UK and further afield into Europe. So we're a family business. I'm in business nearly 20 years, myself and my wife are in business together, Jackie. And so it's been an exciting journey we've been on, and really enjoying it, Drew.
Right.
I'm 44 years age, been in business since I left school, and enjoying life. I have a family of three. Just keeping it real here, Drew, you know.
Right. And you said Jackie. So Jackie started the business, or you started the business, or how did it come about?
Well, Delhi Lights would be a family business that started as sandwich bars in Newry on Monaghan Street in Newry almost 25 years ago. So Jackie was involved with her sisters at the start, set the company up on Monaghan Street. Jackie was working in the sandwich bar, and I would have went in and was probably their best customer, going in every day. Right. From a look. I was at the catering college in Newry at the time, studying catering and hospitality management. And we bumped into each other, got to know each other, went traveling together, and came back, and we decided that we would open another sort of department or an area in the company, which was a wholesale side. So we took that on together, and we just built it from there. So we're still involved in the sandwich bars. We meet all the time. We talk, we work together very closely, and we all work under the same brand. And yeah, so it's sandwich bars are still there today in Monaghan Street, Newry, Dundalk, and Key Shopping Centre, and they're doing very well. So
very good. And yeah. The name Delhi Lights, how did that come about? Who picked that name?
Delhi Lights was came back when the girls went to America. So the girls travelled to America when they were students and came back and seen an idea in the United States of delis and the whole fresh food, and they took the idea back and came up with the name themselves. I think one of the sisters just one night came up with a name, and that's how it started. So the Delhi Lights name was born at that time, and it's still very relevant today. So it's the idea of being a deli and being light and the health angle. So it's really, it's the name has really traveled well, and it's still very fresh today. So we continue to build on that, Drew.
I like your brand, actually. I like the way it looks as well. So when you're thinking of all these ideas, because I know you've been very successful, and I'll come on to the things you've won a little bit later. Every time I go on somewhere, I see you've won another award. But where do you get your ideas from? And who actually, do you have a team of people that sits down like on a monthly basis with you and says, look, we're going to try this, or I've seen something somebody was doing, we're going to even make it better. So how do you get your ideas?
Well, the ideas, it's a collective approach to ideas. We think together, we talk and discuss ideas, we travel a lot, we eat out a lot, we're always looking for the new trends that are developing. And then we look at the capabilities that we have here and see, you know, how do we do our version of what we see and put a Delhi Lights slant on it. So it's a combination of things, a combination of people. We have a great team here, an innovation team who come up with ideas, are testing products all the time. I mean, I eat products every day. I'm always tasting new bakery products, new food to go ideas that we have, and concepts that we've maybe seen online or we've seen on our travels. And we bring it back and try to think, well, how do we put an angle on that? And how do we make that commercial for ourselves? And been successful, but we've a real interest in food, and we've an interest in what gets people's attention with food and what are the new trends that are emerging and what young people are looking for. So hopefully we can do that, and that's what generates the ideas, Drew, is just that curiosity. One of our core values is be curious, and that we are curious people by nature. So that is just comes pretty natural to us, and hopefully that can continue.
Yeah. Well, you certainly have grown. You talk about having the delis, but then you do food to different places as well, don't you? You say you're in the UK, so how does you distribute your food in the UK?
Well, yeah, we've grown, but we want to hold on to the family values because we're a family business. But we have grown in the last few years, and it's probably through just that capturing those ideas and capturing those flavors within our product. And we've come up with a technology that will allow us to do that, where we can capture the freshness of the product. So we have a product now that can travel internationally. It's a frozen product, and it's with new technologies that have emerged, and with some of the studies that we've done, we can capture that flavor profile, and it can actually be replicated in the number of countries. And that's what we're seeing. Since we launched a new website a couple of years ago, it's just we've had a lot of interest in some of the ideas that we've had. And with the Irish artisan ingredients that we use for a number of our products, they make it quite interesting for an international market. So yeah, it's been very good. So we just have been doing this for a long time. It's now that we've opened the window to the world that people are saying, well, I want that, and I like that idea. Well, how do I get it? So we've had to try to come up with a way to make it travel, and that's what we've done. So, okay. So far, good.
And marketing, the way you market your product, I take it you're a great believer in marketing, getting the message out there. So for Beckett Hanlon as a company, we're actually trying to get our message out even more. And one of the ways is really the podcast. But so if you give me any little free tips, Brian, on how to get the message out that people will see more of us and know about us and, you know, want what we've got. So is there anything that you could even give myself a little bit of advice on what we should be doing?
Not really advice, but I can explain some of the stuff that we've done. We did an exercise a while ago to understand the values and the brand values of the company. And I think it starts with what you do. First and foremost, you have to be trying to do the right things and try to be different at what you do. And then we just focused in on how do we tell our story a bit better and how do we let people know, because we're quite private people and we've been a private business for quite a long time. Nobody really knew what we were doing, but it's only in the last few years that we sort of opened it up a bit and started talking about the story a bit more, and people got a bit interested in and wanted to tell the story themselves. So we armed the staff on our teams here with all the relevant tools to go out and talk about the company a wee bit more and be open about it and sort of express ourselves more. So
yeah,
we've created the environment here that allows people to celebrate what we do. And we've done that through different media channels and different ways of getting people's attention. And once people see that you're being genuine and you're trying to do the right things, then people will listen and get interested in what you're doing. So that's really been it, true. It's not rocket science for us. It's just opened the door a wee bit on some of the things that we're doing and creating a bit of excitement about it. So if we have a new member of staff coming in, we try to celebrate that and we try to let them tell their story a wee bit. We've a new girl joined the company this week, and we're going to be doing a social media post on her this week. And, you know, we just try to celebrate new people and create some buzz around it. And that's really been it, true. Nothing groundbreaking, but it's I think it starts with trying to do the right things as a company and trying to get a culture around what you do and excitement. And then your team become as a sales team for
Well, I like you said, Brian, about you, the people within your company, they have to celebrate your success, because their success is your success as well. People spreading the word, not only by yourself as the CEO, but maybe somebody who works in the company or is doing something new, to get them on camera or get them out there, I think is a very good idea. You have met my guy, Darren. You're in the office one day. Darren's a great believer in getting the partners to tell their story, as well as Beckett Hanlon telling the corporate part of it. So I think maybe what you've said, I'm going to tick the box for myself, because I think we're trying to do what you've just said. So that just kind of confirms that we may be on the right path, Brian.
Yeah, good.
Sorry, go ahead.
Good. No, I think you're right. I mean, we would look at our partners as being our customers and our suppliers. So we do a number of things with our customers as well. And we do, we've done a number of projects with our suppliers that, who also are a big part of the company. They supply the ingredients that we make the product with. So profiling those guys as well helps and building a relationship with them. So yeah, that's the sort of stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. Collaboration is the one word that Darren keeps telling me about. Collaborate with as many people, good people as you can, to get your story and their story out as well. Moving on, Brian, you're a family man, and I know you're a family man. Jackie works very, very, very hard in your company as well, because I did meet Jackie one time, and I know she's the kind of, I was going to say the face of your company.
Yeah.
She certainly would be, in my opinion. Yeah. And she's got a lot of drive and a lot of passion. Being able to have a family and keep a family right and keep your business right, sometimes it can't be easy. So how do you handle both, you know, the personal and the business?
Well, it's been difficult, Drew. It hasn't been easy over the years. And our kitchen table was basically our boardroom for a long time. And but we just have separate roles within the company, and we try to not talk about work when we go home, and we try to keep the kids away from it because the kids are listening to us. If we're having a conversation about work, they're thinking we're you never shut up at work. So we try to avoid that at home. But Jackie is a great way of balancing work with family, and she's very, very good with customers. She's got a great personality in terms of how she interacts with people, and she's a people person, so
yeah,
just naturally Jackie. And I think that she looks after most of the customer relationships, and she's excellent at it, and I don't put her under any pressure. I give her the space to do that, and she's brilliant at it. So it gives me great space to do my role in the company whenever I know that she takes care of her stuff. And I mean, we just have the barriers, we have the ways of separating work and family life, and it's worked to date. So we're just going to keep on doing it, and make sure we focus on the kids and all the things that they need as we grow.
Right.
But we've managed to bring good people into the company as well, which have helped. I mean, for a long time it was myself and Jackie doing everything, but we've been lucky enough to bring in a good structure around us, people, great support around us, inside work and outside of work, that have helped us, family and stuff. We've got strong family values behind us, and we've got good support mechanisms. So that has enabled us to do what we need to do, and hopefully that can continue.
Yeah. Well, I think what you said there, because I see your company as a very successful company, and I do agree with you that getting good people around you really helps, because I would be a little bit like yourself a number of years ago where, you know, I try to do everything. There's me and me, and there's nobody else. And sometimes you have to take a step back and say, you know, Drew, you can do that, but you can't do the other. So get somebody that can do that for you. And we're trying to build Beckett Hanlon quite similar, if you don't mind me saying, to the way you've built Daddy Light. So talking to a person who has, you know, got there a lot quicker than we have, and I'm taking advice from you. I'll say the word advice. I'm taking your thoughts on it. So your company is at a certain stage now. Where do you see your company growing, let's say, in the next 5 years, or where do you want it to grow in the next 5 years?
Well, I would agree with you on the people side. I think that's the most, sorry, just to go back on that, it is important things, Drew, that it's getting good people around and trusting good people. So we've been very lucky with that. And I think it is a good way to develop the company. But in terms of the next 5 years, we want to continue just building the brand profile, focusing on Daily Lights as a brand and what we can offer our customers. And we're heavily focused on export markets at the moment. We're having a lot of success in the export markets, and we want to continue to focus in those areas, because we've seen recently with the lockdowns and with coronavirus that our home market has been really heavily impacted with in fresh food, that people restrictions on travel, and it's showed us that the plan to look at export markets has really been brilliant for us, and they're back really quickly. We've seen a number of large orders coming in the last couple of months that we've been surprised at. But That will be an area that we'll continue to focus on, and how do we develop the brand internationally and continue to build on what we've done so far. So yeah, it's exciting. And it was something we decided a few years ago that we would focus on, and I'm really delighted that we did that. And it gives me great encouragement, Drew, that so over the next few years, that is where the focus will be. Mm-hmm.
And when I seen your company at the start, I used to think it was a franchise.
Yeah.
I thought it was a franchise, but it's not a franchise. Is that correct?
Oh, no, it's not. It's all family owned. And a number of people have said to us over the years, you know, you should franchise this, you should do this, you should do that. And we've had a lot of interest from people looking to take on a sandwich bar and wanted to do it. But we're quite, not precious, but we've been reluctant to do it. We've wanted to keep it within the family, but who knows what the future will hold. Things change with time and focus, but yeah, a lot of people have said that is it a franchise? We just say no, it's family owned. So the Jackie's sisters would all be involved in the sandwich bars, and they're all privately owned.
Yes, right.
Run still to date, but there's a number of our competitors are franchised, or a number of our customers are franchised as well, and that's just the way they operate their business model. We've done this. Done it. We've run Daily Lights the way we've did it. And
well, you've been successful. So I would say just keep what you're doing. Maybe one day you might have a franchise as well. I'll be going to New York and all these different places with people for property and seeing the Daily Lights somewhere in Manhattan or something. You never know. Fran, I touched at the beginning a little bit about your successes, and I'm actually on, as you know, LinkedIn with yourself and different things, and I see awards being won. So talk me through the business award. You got another award, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and maybe another one since that. So how did that all come about?
Most recently was the Institute of Directors International Award, and I was really pleasantly surprised to win that. I didn't expect to win it, as we don't expect to win any awards that we get nominated for or go in for. It's just the awards that we manage to win are a credit to the people that are here and the team that we've got here. I mean, the IOD award just recently that we won was on some of the Great Taste Awards that we just won a Great Taste Award a few weeks ago. And we just look and think it's Gary, the innovation manager, it's Brona who looks after our people and our culture. Look at guys within the company, and I just look straight at those guys and think this award's for you, because myself and Jackie are just, we're here, it's our business. But at the end of the day, the awards are a credit to the people that do the work behind the scenes. So it's a great, how would you say it? It's a credit to them that we win the awards, and it just puts a wee bit of a celebration around all their efforts and all their hard work that they do to support us. And it means that they are reassured that they're doing some of the right things. I mean, the International IOD Award for our work in the export markets is we've got an export manager, Ronan, here, who's working very hard with our partners. And when we won the award, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me, and we thought, you know what, we must be doing something right here, because we're getting credit for it.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest, the best thing about winning an award is that your people get some recognition for it. And we'll continue to hopefully win more awards. We won a SAMI this year as well, which is a UK-based, the British Sandwich Association run an award for products that they see are innovative, and we won it for one of our heat-to-eat products, one of our toaster products that we're putting into the export markets. And the timing of that was very, very good, because it was at a time that we were selling those products into those markets. So it just, again, a rubber stamped, and it sort of gave us the confidence to go off and do more of it. So, yeah.
Well, it's good, what you're doing is you're sharing your success with the people who deserve the success. And actually, you're saying deserve the award. It's like, you know, I know you're a football type man as well. You're involved in the football club, and the manager gets all the accolade, but it's the guys in the pitch that kind of has to put the ball in the net. So it's teamwork. You come across to me as a guy that likes to work. You know, you're a team person. One person is never going to do it all, and that's what I'm going to take away myself from this. But if you could just give us a couple of thoughts to the up and coming young guy today sitting thinking, what am I going to do? I think I'll start a business. I think I'll do this. He's got himself not worrying about COVID-19 and all that. I know what's going on. He's trying to rise above that. What advice would you give to, or what information would you give to somebody who's wanting to start a new business in this environment?
Go with what you're passionate about and go with your gut, and try to balance that with a level of some education. Do learn from wherever you can learn from. I mean, we've seen how the education system is breaking in terms of the old model is starting to change. I mean, I left school when I was 16 and I went on and got into business. And I think young people need to go with what they see and what they feel passionate about and go into that as soon as they can, because you've only got one chance in life. And I think you've got to make the most of it when you get the opportunity. So I would just say for anybody going into business as well, is just give it time, be patient, give it a period of time. Don't expect things to happen too quickly, and just work at it. You need to work at it. And that's the thing that I would suggest to young people looking at a career path or thinking about going into business, would be prepared to do hard work and don't kid yourself. It's not going to happen quickly. But if you work hard at it and you put your head down and give a focus, you will get results in the end. Right. And that would be my advice. There is a heavy pressure model. You'll go to university and everything, but it's not for everybody. So go with what you feel strongly about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think that's good advice to any person listening to this podcast. I'm certainly taking some of the advice from you as well. And Brian, I want to thank you very, very much for coming on board for this podcast. I know you're a busy, busy guy, and every day is going to be a busy day for you. And busy people, in my book, actually gets the job done. So thanks very much for listening to Brian on the podcast. And Brian, thank you for speaking to us, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you.